following podcast is scheduled for one fall. Ladies and gentlemen, this is SmartDown Boulevard.
Hello, Jermaine?
Yep.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
I don't remember the last time we did this. I truly don't.
Man, I want to say maybe, what was it, last June?
That seems about right.
Yeah, I think it was Double or Nothing right after Mania.
Yeah, man. Well, life happens. We're both busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but you know what? What's the thing? Even though we're busy and we can't do this on a weekly basis, I got to say, man, I'm still watching wrestling. And I know you are because, man, has it been so different. We're getting a little inklings of what it used to be back in the day, don't you think?
Definitely. It definitely looks like wrestlers are coming up with their own promos. It doesn't sound overly scripted.
Right.
And you're tuning in every week to see what certain superstars will do and where certain storylines will lead to. So I'm definitely interested.
I am as well. You know, it's been almost, you know, just shy of a year since we've discussed wrestling on a public forum, because this will be posted, obviously, and this is a nice little catch-up. What have you been, like, listening to or watching over the last year? I mean, it can be anything. I mean, if you can't really think of anything off the top of the dome right now, I can go first, if you like.
Oh, man. Been watching clips of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Been listening to some wrestling podcasts to get to hear different people's opinions and reactions to things that have been happening. Yeah, man. I've still been very immersed in the wrestling world, even though, to be honest, I can't sit through a whole 3 hours of Raw, or I can't sit through 5 minutes of Dynamite.
You know, what's funny? It's funny you say that. You know, you can't even sit through 3 hours of Monday Night Raw. Imagine paying $45 to go to a taping of ROH, Dynamite, and Rampage at the Coca-Cola Coliseum a couple weeks ago.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. me and Bollywood BMO, Bollywood Beezus, took that challenge on because I was curious to see how a Dynamite would be, the production value and everything. And let's just say that I've only felt that I've been robbed of my money once before, and that was when I went to see Beyonce years ago. This is the second time I felt like someone literally stole those $45 from my pocket. And this is just the production, the flow of things, the way they do things is just not captivating at all, man. And we all know the AEW fan base is just an interesting bunch as it is. Like, to just put it in perspective, Bamal wanted to leave 20 minutes into the taping of Dynamite. And I wanted I wanted to leave an hour into the taping of that Dynamite. And he's just like, really? I don't know. And then I said to myself, you know what? We paid our hard-earned money to watch this crap. Let's stay and at least watch the Edge and Christian street fight for the TNT championship, like it means anything. But let's just watch that, because at least it's going to be somewhat interesting and there's going to be some stupid spots and everything. At least we know what we're getting with that. And that's it, man. Like, that was pretty much the highlight of the night, was that. And it's just AEW, since last year, we've been saying that it's been on a downhill climb, on a downhill slope, and it's just getting worse. I think it's at its peak of downhill, and especially after what CM Punk said the other day.
Oh my goodness.
Which, I mean, I was going to text you before you even texted me about that. And that's what that's why you said, you actually mentioned it, podcasts. I love watching podcasts and or watching the podcast or listening to them, because you get these perspectives, like Ariel Helwani's show, CM Punk, like Chris Van Vliet. I mean, he had Velveteen Dream on a couple months ago. He had Maven on. He has all these guests that just speak their mind, and I think it goes a long way, and a good perspective us as wrestling fans to look into.
For sure, man. And yeah, there's a lot of people talking about wrestling right now. It is cool again.
Yes, it is.
This is what everyone keeps saying now. But WWE is at the top of the food chain and everyone else is at the bottom. So
bottom of the barrel.
There's definitely a lot of eyes on the product right now and a lot of stuff happening. And it's been a while since I've been this excited for a WrestleMania. Last year I was excited for one match.
We were. Yeah, we were. We definitely were excited. Yeah.
But now I'm excited to see a lot of these matches.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what it is, too? Like, ever since the merger with TKO, I feel like they've taken their production, their creativity, everything to the next level. And obviously with the UFC integration and TKO integration and with WWE, and now that Vince McMahon's not there anymore. Yes, I said Vince McMahon.
Whoa.
I think they've taken it to the whole to a whole different level. Obviously, creatively, we see that every week. Production-wise, Jermaine, I mean, when you're seeing one shots on a Monday Night Raw, when you're seeing that type of level of production, you know you're watching the best that there is. And this is professional wrestling. This isn't a movie or a TV show. This is professional wrestling elevated to another level where I think anybody can watch and appreciate it. That's just my opinion.
I would agree with that. You have to see, and you can tell that these guys are performing at the top level. Like a lot of the training wheels have come off, so to speak.
Yes.
And these guys are allowed to let loose. Some of the top guys have been going too loose. The Rock, crossing up a storm.
That is something I want to talk to you about now that you mention it, because... Man, ever since The Rock came back on New Year's Day, where he beat up Jinder, the modern-day Maharaja, he made an impact. And you know what was coming, because he said, should he sit at the bar or should he sit at the head of the table? And that kind of set everything in motion. And because of that pop, and this might be controversial, Jermaine, and I want to take your stance on this. Because of that pop and everything, at that time, it was solidified that Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns 2 would take place, right? But then The Rock comes back in February and wants to face Roman Reigns and make this the greatest WrestleMania of all time. Then they pivot at that press conference for WrestleMania 40, and they turn it around where The Rock is going to join forces with Roman Reigns and Cody takes his rightful place as the challenger because he won the Royal Rumble for the second year in a row. Do you think that that was done on purpose? Or was that because the fans were outraged that The Rock just came in here and took Cody's spot? I mean, if you want to hear my opinion, and I'm not even going to explain it to you. I'm just going to tell you. I think The Rock did not imagine that to happen. He was going to be selfish. I think Dwayne Johnson wanted to be selfish and do that. Because this happened right after he became one of the board directors, right? So I think he wanted to take and have the spotlight because that's just who he is. And that's Dwayne Johnson for you. But the fans... spoke up and made this happen. That's just my opinion. What is your opinion, man?
So my opinion is that they kind of hinted at things months ago. I think prior to day one, because The Rock was at the McAfee show. I forgot his first name.
Pat McAfee, yeah.
He was on that show. And then he mentioned that he was supposed to face Roman Reigns, but some things came up. So then he hinted that he would be in Philadelphia come WrestleMania. And then they started hinting towards having that match. So I was kind of pissed off that The Rock kind of made Cody Rhodes seem like the plan B at WrestleMania 39.
Right.
But I don't know if they pivoted or this was the plan all along. It kind of seems like they pivoted because The Rock didn't plan on that reaction of him getting booed and Rocky sucks and all of that. The pivot, if they did pivot, it was pretty good. They handled it pretty well.
Yes, and they did.
Yes. And apparently the first WrestleMania main event was a tag match.
Oh, so, really? Okay.
Yeah. So night one will be a tag match, the main event. So... hey, it's a throwback to history, 40th WrestleMania, and I'm really looking forward to this. There's a lot of...
Okay, so what you're saying is that you do think exactly the way I think. Like, The Rock had... They changed it. Okay, at least, yeah, there's a lot of people saying that, no, this was all planned and all this. I'm like, nah, come on, man. Like, The Rock has done this before. You know, he has come in here and taken spots and, you know, when the product is hot, whatever's convenient for him, he'll do that. I mean, just be honest. He's a very powerful figure now, especially in WWE because he's on the board of directors. So, yeah, a lot of people are saying that, no, Rocky would never do that. But believe me, The Rock likes the spotlight as much as anybody else does. in that company.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, but you're right. You hit it right on the nail right on the coffin there, where it's if they did pivot, which they obviously did, we think they did it really well, and we are all invested in it, and it's just a different type of product now, especially what The Rock is giving. It's very Attitude Era like. What is your take on swearing on TV for wrestling? I mean, what is your take
before I say my take? I also think that it's pretty good that us as fans, we can't tell if it was planned or not. We don't know. So the lines are starting to get blurred again.
Right.
Like kayfabe and all of that stuff. So yeah.
Well,
it's a good place to be in. You don't want to have everything spoiled for you.
No, you don't. You know, you really want those lines to be blurred. And I think The Rock does a great job. If I can give The Rock some props here, especially when he gave that beatdown on Monday Night Raw, or no, was it SmackDown? Was it Monday Night Raw or SmackDown last week?
It was Raw.
It was Raw last week. I don't know if you saw that clip where like they called cut, and he's just like, no, like forget that. Like, we're gonna continue this, because The Rock knew that his social media team was still recording, Cody's team was still recording, and the WWE network or the WWE web team were still recording. So he kept it going even though they were off air. I thought that was great, because that's just keeping that kayfabe alive and keeping it going.
He was beating them like a government mule.
Yeah. and he seemed pretty pissed off. He even did an Instagram post of it. Here, let's just listen into this.
Stay down. Fuck that.
Clear, guys.
Fuck that. You shut your mouth. Clear my ass. How did that feel? Did that feel good? What, just because the show's over, that doesn't mean that the shit stops? The Rock doesn't give a fuck. You should.
Mama Rhodes. Yes, Mama Rhodes. Poor Mama Rhodes, man. Oh, man. And yo, you know what it reminded me of? When he whipped Cody after that, those two times he whipped him with that weight belt, it brought me back to that documentary, Beyond the Mat, where The Rock took liberties with Mankind during their quit match. And it's noted that Mick Foley's just like, you know, Rock gave me one or two more extra chair shots, but he thought that it was worth it because the people got their money's worth. But here's The Rock again, obviously taking liberties with Cody, but I think it played out, and I think Cody was okay with it probably because of what we got there. Because this makes buzz through media, and here we are talking about it, and it got us back to do a little bit of a show, you know, a little bit of a catch-up here, just you know, a couple of days before WrestleMania 40. So I think it's great.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's fantastic. Another thing that I wanted to talk to you about. Oh, I know you'd appreciate this, Jermaine. And let's just take a moment to enjoy this, guys. Because, Jermaine, I know one of your favorite theme songs for The Rock is that Hollywood Rock thing, right? You like it? Okay, now he came out this week to probably the best entrance music I've ever heard in a very long time. The way they cut it and edit it was fantastic. Like, this is something that should be on the smart reel. But then I know TKO and WWE are going to take it down on our Instagram page, so I'm not even going to bother doing it.
Yeah.
But let's just admire it here. And you know, I even took some liberties to download this, and it's on my camera feed because I'm just like, this is amazing. And I know you liked it. It's just, you know, it's a good 20 seconds. Let's just enjoy it. Wait for it, Jermaine. Oh.
Yeah, man, that theme is epic.
Oh, man. The editing that went into that and the visuals on the big screen that they have there. I mean, that's just chef's kiss right there. Beautiful. Just beautiful, man. And his entrance took like almost 4 minutes. This guy really took his time. He's milking it. He's milking it.
It actually feels like he's the final boss
Yes.
Of like a video game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's living up to that 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like, did you actually think he was going to get in the ring with Seth Rollins last night? No.
Hell no.
Send Solo to do something, you know? That's Solo's job there.
But it was pretty crazy how him and Cody were fighting, and he almost got rock bottom through the announce table.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was going to take that bump there. I'm just like, nope, of course he's not. We're going to save that for Saturday.
I thought he was
going to
get a double power bomb through the announce table.
Oh, that would have been good, too. That would have been good, too. No, he has to look strong until Saturday, 100%. Like, he probably has it written on his contract, you know?
You know what? Somebody pointed out, because WWE posted a clip of Cody bringing it to The Rock, and somebody pointed out in the comment section that they feel a bit nervous because usually when the babyface looks strong heading into a pay-per-view, that means they're going to lose. But luckily, Roman interfered and it got turned around. So, the tradition is still going strong.
Absolutely. You know, and we can get into like this whole WrestleMania card and everything. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not finalized yet. And if it is, I mean, it's looking to be a stacked WrestleMania. And I get something off of my chest, Jermaine. And, you know, it wouldn't be controversial an episode of The Boulevard if it wasn't controversial. And I'm going to call somebody out right now. Because we've known about WrestleMania for, what, over a year? You know, WrestleMania 40, Philadelphia, big deal, right? WrestleMania XL.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If I were to get married in the city, and I'm a wrestling fan, I would not get married during WrestleMania weekend. I mean, that's just me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, very poorly executed.
Yes.
I'd say.
Yeah, talk about not being the excellence of execution there. And no, but on the real, I like to give him a hard time about this, but our friend and friend of the show, too, D-Zon, is getting married on WrestleMania night one. Congratulations, pal. Way to go.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
The only way you can get put over on WrestleMania.
Oh, boy. Damn. The rivalry continues. But yes, we will unfortunately not be watching night one of WrestleMania live because we will be celebrating D-Zon's mariage to the lovely Jess. But Sunday, we will definitely be watching Cody versus Roman Reigns for that Universal WWE, whatever the hell, championship that they call it nowadays. One thing I am looking forward to, Jermaine, in the future, post-WrestleMania in WWE, is Jade Cargill. I think, you know, her debut at Royal Rumble was fantastic. I think everything that she's been doing so far has been great.
This past SmackDown was pretty crazy,
too. It was fantastic. She did a great job. And you know why that is? Because they're giving her the training and they're putting in the time and the effort. Something that AEW, Tony Khan, and all those wannabe trainers and consultants or whatever, they're just there for a paycheck, let's be honest. They're not doing anybody any service there. And they definitely missed out on Jade Cargill because I do feel, man, I'm going to say it right now, I feel like she can be as great as Charlotte Flair. I feel like she can be as great as a Trish Stratus. I feel like she can really be one of the, I mean, she looks the part. She's great. She's in it. And she has the potential to be one of the greatest women wrestlers and entertainers out there. I don't know how you feel about her, but that's just how I feel about Jade Cargill. Or Jane Cargill, but yes.
Jane. I honestly want to see her in a match first because I've seen her in AEW. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest, I didn't think she looked that bad in AEW. And to be fair, I didn't watch a lot of her in AEW, so maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I will reserve.
But guess what?
All of my judgments until I see her fight.
Guess what? You will see her. You'll see the repeat because we'll be at the wedding on Saturday. Thanks, D-Zon. She will fight night one of WrestleMania. She will team up with Naomi and Bianca Belair to take on Damage Control, which is Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane in a six-woman tag team match. Jermaine, before we go and before I let you continue your evening here, predictions. Let's just talk main event right here. Okay, let's just talk main event for night one. The Bloodline, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins, a tag team match. And listen, these are the stipulations. If Rhodes and Rollins win, all members of the Bloodline will be barred from ringside during the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match on night two. If Rock and Reigns win, the championship match on night two will be held under Bloodline rules. Who do we got here, man?
this is such a tough one because it can go so much in so much different directions.
Absolutely.
But to get right to who do I think will go over, I think you have to give it to Rock and Roman.
Yes. I think Cody Rhodes is going to have a big mountain to climb to get that undisputed WWE Universal Championship, and I think that will play out starting with night one. And I think I do give it to the Bloodline there. And then, of course, because of that, it's going to be held under Bloodline rules, and then he's going to have to go after the Uso, and he's going to have to go after Solo Sikoa, get rid of Heyman, and so on and so forth, in order to what I think will be what should have happened last year, really, would be to win the undisputed WWE Universal Championship on night two. That's just my prediction. Do you think he will win on night two?
If he doesn't win, then I'm done with WWE.
You heard it here, folks.
That's your scoop.
That's the scoop, okay? Those are the predictions, man. And to be quite honest with you, man, it's been great to do this again. We did this off the cuff, and it was great calling you to chat wrestling. And who knows, man? Maybe this is what opens up the doors to doing this, I don't know, not maybe in a weekly basis, but maybe in a bi-weekly or tri-weekly or maybe even on a monthly basis to talk wrestling.
Who knows, man? Maybe we can have CM Punk on the show one day.
And I'm still trying to have Zelina Vega on the show. You know, that'd be great. but yes, this has been great. A little bit of a catch up. And guys, you never know, man. We're around. Wrestling is something that has always been important to us. It's always been in our lives. And we will continue to be and dipping our toes into it whenever it's interesting and whenever there's something to talk about. So this has been great, Jermaine. As always, I thank you. I could not do this without you. You know the deal.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Absolutely.
And for all of those listening, tuck your chin in.
This is SmackDown Boulevard!